League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your teams, our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HRP guest line, being joined by Buster Olney, covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. Buster, so much ground to get to you, to get with you. Thanks for coming on, hanging out with the Killer Bees. I want to ask you about the whole baseball ordeal. How much stock are you putting into this study that there could be three different baseballs that were used, Goldilocks balls, and that they might have been more prominent at Yankee Stadium than anywhere else?
Yeah, and I began to hear about this about a month ago, and you know, some of the information. Look, I find it to be incredible that we boomerang back and forth between, you know, a quality of baseball one day, one particular quality of baseball, and then it feels like it veers, whether it's in a month or 2 months or a year. I don't know independently, exactly what the impact of all that is, but it's way, way past the time to be having this conversation. They should have solved this, I think, with some sort of a baseball with a tacky surface years ago, something that would be more consistent than what it's been. But I'm sure that there'll be more questions about that asked about that as we go forward.
Yeah, Buster, I'm curious real quick. I mean, my opinion on the whole thing is no matter what happens, whether it's a third-party arbiter or getting some kind of courts involved or something, they can own the company, but the fact that they own Rawlings, they can't also dictate the different baseballs manufactured and used. I think somewhere something has to be done to where this has to be eliminated from any future discussions about Major League Baseball.
I completely agree with you. You know, a couple of years ago, when the All-Star game was in Cleveland, I remember walking in accidentally into the middle of a conversation between Dan Halen, was Rob Manfred's right-hand man, and Max Scherzer, who was at that point the de facto head of the union. And Max is basically saying, look, you can't change the baseballs without talking to us. And at that time, Major League Baseball was saying, yeah, that's not something that we did. But, I mean, time after time after time, we have this evidence that the baseball's been altered. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you, we need to get to a point where everybody's got to have confidence in the composition of the baseball, whether it's the players, whether it's the media, whether it's fans. Now, it is a private business. They're going to run it the way – it's not like this is something that's subject to, constitutional law. They can do with it what they want, but I think for the integrity of the game, for the sake that, every time that, we have this foreign substance conversation, we have a conversation about the composition of the baseball, they're just creating problems for themselves. And I wish they would get a standard about the baseball and just move on. Can you imagine if in the NBA, every game it feels like we're wondering, is the diameter of the basketball been altered? Can you imagine how different that sport would feel if that was a recurring conversation? It's been something that's been going on in baseball for years.
Yeah. Could you imagine if the greatest quarterback in the NFL all of a sudden took a little bit of air out of a football? Buster Olney joining us on the HRP guest line, covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. You brought up the integrity because, we love baseball. I know that you love baseball, and you go back to the 90s. I mean, you're talking about steroids. You're talking about making Bonds, Palmeiro, Maguire, Sosa the face of steroids. We knew that it was rampant. We look at the sign-stealing scandal. The Astros, the face of sign-stealing scandal, when we know that it was going on all across Major League Baseball. And now you have the balls, the foreign substance, all of this. And as much as we love baseball, it's hard to take Robert Manfred seriously.
Well, every time we get one of these, it's amazing how the tentacles lead back to a point of inaction by Major League Baseball. If you go back to the sign-stealing scandal, I wrote a piece about this. in early September of 2017 when the Red Sox and Yankees had their sign-stealing issues, and in the end, both teams wound up being reprimanded by Major League Baseball. I wrote an article at the beginning of September basically saying, look, the commissioner needs to come down with the hammer and say, if you engage in this, we're going to kick you out of the sport. But they essentially stood back, slapped those two teams on the wrist, and guess what? In that vacuum, we got the Astros sign-stealing scandal. You know, 2 years ago, during the 21 season, we had the foreign substance issue with pitchers, and they came out with the rules. They had a crackdown. It was pretty clear from the spin rates midway through this year that a lot of pitchers had gone back to cheating. In fact, if I watched a game with you two guys, the three of us could sit there and watch the pitchers and the way they use their hands and they rub their forearms. You're like, yep, that guy's using stuff there. It was happening during the postseason. It kind of made me pull my hair out because I feel like if they just applied the rules, if they had just enforced the rules, as uncomfortable as that might be, that would stop. But they don't, and they constantly create these type of situations.
Buster, I'm curious, because of the fact there's been so much made of it, too, as we get it back to an Astros conversation. James Click, the situation of a general manager winning a World Series, a lot of the moves he made, you know, a lot of people thought he was doing a very good job. Obviously, Jim Crane didn't. Jim Crane not only made the move, but he went kind of old school. He went to Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson and is making moves where he is seemingly in charge of everything. Your take on what's going on with the Astros and the move to not bring back James Click?
Yeah, and it was not a surprise. You know, I was hearing stuff in the middle of 2021 that the Crane wasn't happy. And there were already, among ownership circles, people speculating, you know what, at some point David Stearns is going to wind up back with the Astros. And that still wouldn't surprise me. It makes sense for him to go back to Houston. You know, someone who Crane knows well. And here's the other part, too. I'd say this, you know, because he's gotten a lot of criticism, Jim Crane has, about the choice. I think that his understanding of baseball goes beyond a lot of other owners. You know, I've heard stories about, yeah, he gets involved, but I also think he has a good feel for players. He's a good feel for clubhouses, and he does listen to people who he finds to be credible. And among those was Dusty Baker, who, as you guys know, before the trade deadline, when the Astros were talking about Wilson Contreras, it was Dusty Baker who was saying, no, the strength of our team is pitching. Martin Maldonado is the backbone of that strength. Please don't undercut that by bringing in a, you know, potential free agent in Wilson Contreras who needs to play. Essentially, Dusty went over James Click's head. And Jim Crane overruled that. They moved on. They didn't make the deal. Crane also was the one, if you guys remember, back in 17, who basically forced Jeff Luhnow to go and make the deal for Verlander. I do think, among owners that I've covered and been around, he has a good feel for teams. Now, I think it's important in this era, he's got to go out and get himself someone who's steeped in analytics, who has an understanding of that, but also someone who can find a balance. And I think that Stearns eventually will be in that position and be that guy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Buster, about finding an analytical guy. I think he ultimately will. He's hired two GMs. They've been Jeff Luhnow. Yep. They've been James Click. They've been analytical. I think that Crane understands the value of that long-term and eventually will sign that guy. Buster Olney joining us on the HR&P guest line from ESPN. You know him well. Does a tremendous job. Buster, the Astros have been, you know, rumored to be basically in on everybody. They've had a busy offseason. Montero re-signed, signed Abreu. Justin Verlander goes. They've been kicking the tires on seemingly every left-handed bat. Wilson Contreras, of course, signs with the Cardinals today. What's left out there for the Astros? What do you think they get done the rest of the offseason?
A left-handed hitter of some kind. And the question is, to what degree do they want to go with that commitment? You know, early in this offseason, I had someone who was in a position who would have some knowledge of this, predicted that, you know, Michael Brantley at some point, it might be a guy who would come back. Andrew Benintendi is probably the second best guy on that list of potential outfielders that they would land. You know, he's someone who had a terrific year last year. He altered his swing, the defender. He got hurt at the end of the year. My guess is, based on what agents are telling me, he's going to get something in the range of $80 or $90 million. You know, Brandon Nimmo is at the top of that food chain among left-handed hitting outfielders. He's probably going to get somewhere, you know, north of $100 million. My instinct is that that's not where the Astros go. I mean, the one thing I think we've seen about Crane and how he does business, you know, and we saw it with Verlander, he's willing to spend, but he's also not willing to go at the top of the board necessarily in how much he spent. So I do think that, you know, Benintendi is someone who potentially could make some sense. I think he'd be very comfortable playing in Houston. And he demonstrated in that series back in 2018. He's pretty comfortable.
Oh, don't bring that up, Buster. Don't bring that up. Don't bring up Joe West either with that call in right field of Mookie Betts.
Okay.
Hey, Buster, real quick on another front, too, with the way the Astros were, I don't want to say chasing, but pursuing Contreras, a guy that I was very comfortable with being on this team is Vasquez. And I'm curious with the market for Vasquez, and obviously he'll be a lot cheaper than Contreras. Is there a chance Vasquez could come back to the Astros?
It makes sense. I can't tell you that I have first-hand information that they're deep into that. You know, the question is going to be cost, you know, especially Vasquez now in the middle of his career. I know this. They really felt like that Maldonado and Vasquez are great together. They're friends. There was a mutual respect there. And you would assume, you know, with Martin being older, as he gets older, that they'll, you know, that they probably begin the process of transitioning him out of a, you know, guy who rely on every day. Vasquez showed, you know, he can handle that relationship. He can handle that pitching staff. My guess is based on, you know, if Contreras wound up at $87.5 million, my guess is that Vasquez is probably going to be somewhere in the $40 to $50 million range. Is that something they want to do? We'll see. And I do think that, I mean, look, James Click's, apparent evaluation that they need an upgraded offense made sense to some degree. And I think, you know, the big concern, as you guys know, about Contreras was not, hey, this is a bad guy, we don't want him on the team. The question was, how quickly can you get the guy comfortable with the pitching staff, and effective in working that pitching staff? And Vasquez would make a lot of sense in that regard because he'd be comfortable right out of the gate.
Buster, really appreciate the conversation.
For sure.
Enjoyed the conversation. Hope to do it again very soon.
Okay, guys. Good to talk with you.
It's Buster Olney, covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. He said he wasn't surprised about James Click being let go. Maybe one of few. Crane wasn't happy for a while.
He was talking about it for quite a while.
Yeah, a couple of the names mentioned, and also he mentioned a left-handed hitter of some kind. What kind do the Astros need to be in the market for their offseason goal? 713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, I know the temperature out there doesn't feel like the holidays just yet. Maybe it doesn't make you want to go out and see all the lights and get your tree up, but it might make you realize you could turn the temperature up in areas of your house as well if you get the right gift this holiday season. And again, you don't want to go to the mall, you don't want to look for a parking spot, you don't want to deal with the crowds and even wrapping the gift. You don't have to. All you got to do is go to Pajamagram, because Pajamagram has the gift that keeps on giving. It's perfect for you and your significant other. It'll be the perfect gift under the tree this year. It's naturally nude jammies. It's the naturally nude pajamas only and exclusively at Pajamagram, and they feel just like her soft skin. They're more alluring than lingerie. Texture and touch of these things, so seductive, you're both going to love the feel of them. And I keep telling you, it's the gift keep on giving. You buy it for her, you reap the benefits when she wears it for you. It doesn't leave anything to the imagination. It's only between the two of you inside your house or apartment. You're going to love the way she looks wearing them, and you're going to love the results that you can get out of being around her when she wears them. Order today. Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 value, so it's another gift on top of the original gift. And again, it keeps on giving. It's a gift for you, too. Ordering today also gets you free gift wrapping. That means it's taking care of all the details, so you look like a hero, and you don't have to do anything but go to Pajamagram.com. It's fantastic. Here's what you do. Pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com. Naturally nude pajamas. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by. You're going to love what you get. She's going to love it, too.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.